WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Bossy Football Show, a weekly look inside the Bulldogs program featuring head coach Stephen Mullen and a member of the Bossy team. This show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Mark's Barbecue, and by Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It's week four of the Bossy Football Show here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. The head coach, Stephen Mullen, will join us on the program momentarily. Bossy trying to get their first win of the season, coming off a very difficult loss against one of the best teams you'll find in the area in the Castle Knights from last week. It's all brought to you by our prize sponsors, First Federal Savings Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Award World Trophies, Mark's Barbecue, United Fidelity Bank, and Sterling United Federal Credit Union. All right, Stephen Mullen is waiting on the other side of this break right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week four of the Bossy Football Show, the head coach, Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Coach, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
All good. Really appreciate the time. So let's talk about last week, a tough loss against Castle. What are your major takeaways from that one?
Offensively, we struggled there, which, you know, we kind of knew we were up against a big challenge there with, you know, you got one defensive tackle, you know, going to Cincinnati right now, and another linebacker going to Toledo. So, you know, we were glad that some of our kids did get some good blocks against them as well as experience because, like, I keep reminding the kids, we're only in week three. Mm-hmm. Oh, now we're in week four. But, you know, getting this experience is going to help you down the line because a lot of these guys have never played the offensive line or even in the backfield and stuff like that. So, you know, you guys are facing some of the best that there is right now. So just continue to improve and continue to come to practice and work hard.
Well, that's the thing, is that they have those experiences now under their belt 3 weeks in, namely last week in the loss against Castle, and they're better for it. But in what way? What did they individually and then as a team learn after those four quarters against the Knights?
You know, obviously in a game like that, it is a tough night to keep them going. But, you know, we had a lot of positive attitudes on the sideline, and the ones that we didn't were just, you know, maybe moving on from. Because at the end of the day, like I said, you know, we're going into week four. Like, we need to continue to improve every week. And we did see some improvement out of our quarterback, Landon Lloyd. You know, his eyes stayed downfield. He'd been under pressure. You know, he's still having a hard time making some of those throws. But he never got fazed by it. He broke some runs, stuff like that. You know, we had a freshman step up that ended up coming in late playing some quarterback. He ended up actually scoring our only touchdown on a kickoff return. So, you know, that's another guy that, you know, we're hopeful for. So, yeah, some positives, but obviously we need to do a lot better than we did last Friday.
Yeah, special team so far, not too shabby in that phase of the game, Coach. At the fake punt touchdown and then the punt return touchdown and back-to-back weeks you score on special teams. So what's your secret in the kicking game?
Darrell Jackson, our special teams coordinator, you know, drawing those things up. You know, he took over after week one just so we can make sure that we have the right amount of kids on the field and the right personnel as well. So if they don't take it serious in practice, then we don't put them out there. you know, he'll take them out and put in a younger guy that's going to take it serious and use that time on the field, you know, maybe prepare himself for later down the future on offense and defense. So we make sure our kids are taking that serious. You know, we still struggle in the punt game with our long snapper still not being able, you know, back snapping due to, you know, his wrist injury. So we got to get a little creative on that sometimes, definitely when Castle's bringing the whole house. So, Antonio Floyd ended up pulling it again and last Friday and took it for a little run. So, you know, I kind of joked with our offensive coordinator saying, why don't we just run that again?
Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF. It is the Bossy Football Show Week 4 edition, and you can always listen to it on listentotheref.com, the WREF mobile app, as well as 97.7 FM. We'll be archiving the show on listentotheref.com on Friday. All right, we'll take a step aside. Bossy Football Show Week 4 continues in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Share certificates are a great way to reduce risk while receiving a guaranteed rate of return. Sterling United Federal Credit Union wants to ensure you get the best rate in town, so they'll beat or match any of the local competitors' offers. Visit SUFCU.org for the most competitive rates, or for more information, text 812-425-0111. Open a share certificate today. SUFCU. What makes them different is you. Membership eligibility and minimum deposit required. Member NCUA.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show with the head coach, Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you now, Coach. We are three games into the season. You're getting ready for Friday against Jasper, and we'll ask you about that momentarily. But this is one of the natural stopping points, breaking points in the season, a third of the way through. It's kind of crazy to think that you're already a third of the way done. Now, before the break, you said, hey guys, it's only week three, but then again, it's already week three. So what have you learned about your team a third of the way through the year?
We got a long way to go, obviously. You can see that in some of the scores. But the kids keep showing up. You know, they've kind of stepped up to that challenge. You know, I've been here when we've had, you know, seasons where we've struggled a little bit and kids stopped coming. But I think we kind of set the tone with our kids that if you're not going to come to practice, you're not going to play. And we actually did that last Friday with a few of them that they just stood there in their pads the whole entire game. And, you know, they're not only hurting themselves and maybe, you know, possible recruitment down the line, but you're also going to hurt your team not being out there and being able to help them. So if you're not going to be at practice, you're not going to play. You're going to stand there, cheer your team on, and be as positive as you can. And I think that kind of set the tone for Monday. I texted the same thing to everybody. The kids came in. We had everybody there. And once again, we had another good practice. If we can just keep stringing those together and start to be more competitive on Friday nights, you know, we can maybe get a little run there late in the season.
You know, Coach, sitting players out of games, it's as much a message to the guys who are playing as it is to the guys who are not playing. So you mentioned the idea of, okay, that works, and on Monday the guys picked up and got back to it. But those guys who didn't get to play, I'm not going to name names, not going to get into that because I don't think it's necessary, but how have they responded directly to that message that you sent last Friday, withholding them from the game, and what has your communication been like with them?
I didn't even really say anything to them besides get to practice. So I think, you know, that message came. It's only been one day. Obviously, they were there, and they were in high spirits and stuff like that and being leaders. Time will tell if this works, or if they, want to continue to keep playing and stuff like that. But they were, those guys were there yesterday and ready to practice, ready to learn. So as of now, like I told them, you're in the lineup now. And we understand if kids miss due to family problems or maybe you're behind in some classes as well because, first off, you got to have your grades to play anyway.
Sure.
So there are circumstances, but they just have to let me know. But if you're going to miss practice, that shows that, you don't care what happens on Friday, so we're just going to move on without you on that Friday.
Head Coach Stephen Mullen for Bossy Football here on WREF, getting ready for Jasper Week 4 on Friday. We'll talk about that soon. Now, Coach, something I do want to ask you about, you're talking about the progress and the natural breaking point of three games in, one-third of the way through the 2024 season. Feels like a really good opportunity, a really good spot to evaluate Landon Lloyd, and certainly an interesting spot for him to be thrown into the fire and to try and replace a guy like Elijah Wagner. Good luck, because he is a next-level player. It certainly was for Bossy. So how would you evaluate him, and heck, maybe give him a letter grade of how he's done in his first year playing the position?
I don't really want to grade Landon just because he's such a great kid. and he has struggled a little bit, but, that's a hard person to replace, and he's the only one that wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So we have to give him some leeway there. Not many guys wanted to step in, which, kind of tells you what kind of we're dealing with over here. That's a hard kid to replace and to be that guy, because obviously you're going to get, you're not Elijah. Oh, and we've told him that all along, you're not Elijah, but you can do some things he can't. But we're also going to work a freshman in a little bit, Aiden Boyd. He's probably going to get some snaps on Friday as well, Landon's probably going to move to some receiver, and he's also now starting defense as well, because that's kind of his calling card anyway. So I think he's happy about getting to play defense. So now that we kind of found a backup for him that can get some quality reps. So, Landon's still a leader, though. He does all of our podcasts and stuff like that. I'm going to try to get him on the show as well. But he is a great kid. And leads every day in practice, even no matter where he's going to be playing come each Friday.
What does Aiden Boyd bring?
He brings a kid that's never played quarterback, but we've worked with him like crazy. We kind of identified that we need one in the future. He's kind of been identified as that one that's already ready to play varsity football from a physical standpoint. He's 6'1", over 200 pounds. He plays defensive end for us, much like Landon. So it is new to him. It's not like he's throwing the beautiful balls you see out of some of the other quarterbacks. But he gets it where it needs to go. And that's what we're asking, because we got to hit those high completion routes to be competitive, which are your hitches, your slants, your screens as well. So obviously we got to work on his down-the-field stuff. But we have to hit high completion routes for us to be competitive, because most teams are going to play deep over the top of us, and we're going to kind of get limited by throwing the ball down the field, and we have to be able to hit the slants and, the digs and everything like that, so that way we can kind of extend the defense and be able to run the ball as well. But he's also – he scored on a kickoff return, and we even said, I didn't know you were that fast. So kind of opened our eyes, but he's another great kid. He's definitely a name people are going to know. in the next few years, just with his work ethic, both, you know, in football and basketball. Just a great kid. So, you know, moving forward, he's definitely going to be getting more snaps for us back there.
Head coach Stephen Mullen here on the Bossy Football Show. We'll take a step aside, talk about Friday night against Jasper in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Before or after the game, Mark's Barbecue and Catering has a full-service menu for you and your guests. Items on that menu for the tailgate party include pork or pulled chicken with several different sauces, including their famous sweet and sassy. For that large crowd, you can go hog wild with a full hog or a pork bomb, 2 1/4 pounds of pork sausage wrapped in bacon. Mark's Barbecue has a smaller version of the pork bomb with their pork grenades. Same great taste for a smaller appetite. Score big this season with Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Avenue in Evansville.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our 5 convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Wrapping up shop here on week 4 of the Bossy Football Show with the head coach Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. All right, coach, so 6:30, kickoff, trying to get your first win against Jasper. What's the game plan?
Obviously, defend the triple option. You know, it's a whole new week. It's a whole new practice format, defending that kind of offense, you know, and I think that's the main reason they run it. And, you know, no matter how you defend it, they find something that they can do, having those 3 different options in each play. You know, they also throw the ball a little bit more. You know, I know they do it when they get behind the chains or maybe get down. You know, and our biggest thing is, even when we did defend the run well, we were giving up the big pass. So, you know, keeping those receivers in front of us, even if we're, you know, giving away a little bit. But overall, just playing our assignment. You know, each kid has their own assignment, you know, come Friday, and they just have to continue, even if it gets boring, you got to continue to do it because they'll bust you wide open. It's the one time you think you can be slick on them and make a different play.
You got some guys on this roster who have not been playing the sport very long. How difficult is it for them to get ready for the triple option from Jasper?
You know, the biggest thing is just breaking down the practice format in a way that we can learn it quickly. So it does look different, you know, when you face teams like this. you know, breaking up into different pods and stuff and kind of working their different offense because, you know, most offenses you have, you know, all summer you can kind of work against those. This one's hard, and it's hard to duplicate as far as with the scout team. You know, your JV can't really run this offense to the same ability as Jasper. So, you know, kind of breaking it down, maybe slowing it down for them. That way they can see what they're looking at. And then a lot of film study, you know, getting the kids in the office as well as our film room. And breaking it down with them so that they can see it and then trying to replicate it on the field, but that's near to impossible for anybody to do, you know, come that week. So it is a tough week to prepare for, and to prepare for Coach Lewis's teams is always tough.
Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF. Now, Coach, on Friday night you said that Aiden Boyd, the freshman, will be getting some reps at quarterback. Landon Lloyd, expecting him behind center at times as well. But when it comes to Aiden, his first really throw into the fire varsity moment as the quarterback, what are your, I don't want to say expectations, goals for him in his first look as the QB?
Be coachable. You know, just listen to what we're telling you. As far as, you know, we'll tell you where to throw the ball if you get stuck. So, you know, and he has been as well as Landon, but, you know, if we're able to move Landon out to receiver, that gets us another threat as well. You know, a big threat with, you know, Tyson Tomlinson kind of coming off an injury. That gives us a couple targets. You know, we're replacing receivers as well as Elijah. Mm-hmm. You know, going back and watching film last year, it's just, you know, you don't realize how much you miss kids. You know, attributes until you go back and watch your film from the year before. So we are missing, you know, like Amari Hope graduated, Royal Elliott, Adrian Jackson, guys like that, Rome Finote. So we're missing receivers, and we got to kind of replace those as well as a quarterback. So, you know, if he's able to do it, that's going to help us a lot down the road by having another target, by being able to move Landon out to receiver as well.
Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football. Coach, really, really appreciate the time today. Looking forward to doing it next week at the same time, but also good luck on Friday.
I appreciate it. Go Dogs.
All right, we take a step aside. You've been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WREF.
You have been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WRBF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotherep.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. The Bossy Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.